Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels on opening day. Well, home opener for the Milwaukee Brewers. They're up 3-0 on the Twins at the bottom of the third. I believe the third just concluded. Bryce Tarang is hitting doubles, people. I've seen enough. Brewers are going undefeated. I kid, I jest, but I am very excited about the Brewers, having watched them sweep the Mets and now opening at home with 90-year-old Bob Uecker on the call. It's a great day to be a Brewers fan. Hope you're all doing well. It's also, as always, a great day to be a Packers fan. No question about it. This is the stretch run here leading up to the draft, and the most important, the most fun, the most fantastic development of the whole entire draft season occurs tomorrow. That's right, tomorrow. Tomorrow marks the launch of the 2024 edition of the Cheesehead TV Pro Football Draft Guide. Folks, ladies and gentlemen, it is time. I cannot wait for you all to have this in your hands. You'll be able to purchase your copy at cheeseheadtv.com. There'll be a link. There'll be a link here on YouTube in tomorrow's Packers Daily Chat. We'll be blasting it out on social media. Make sure you pick up your copy of the 2024 Cheesehead TV Draft Guide, the 14th edition. 14 years we've been doing this. Pretty incredible. Really fantastic work all around. Shout out to Al Bracco, Jersey Al, as you might know him here on these internet streets. He always puts together a fantastic piece of content, of course, in concert with a ton of different contributors, editors. Corey and myself, we play a very small part, which is why it's such a great piece of content. Dive in, get to know all these prospects from a Packers angle. There are a ton of great, and I mean great, draft guides out there for you, the consumer, to purchase and dive in and learn about these prospects. But Cheesehead TV has been making a draft guide specifically for Packers fans for over a decade now. It's what we do. It's a labor of love for the most part. We love what we do as far as getting you guys all the information you need when it comes to everybody who could be on offer when the Packers are on the clock. And speaking of the Packers being on the clock, hope you'll be joining us here on Cheesehead TV on the YouTube channel all 3 days of the draft. That's right, Thursday night, Friday night, and all day Saturday, as we do each and every year. We will be streaming live for the draft, and we may have a new wrinkle or two. Not ready to announce that just yet. Got to get some details confirmed up, put in place. But draft weekend is going to be a lot of fun around Cheesehead TV. I hope you'll join us. One of the things the draft does, obviously, is enables the Packers to inject themselves with young talent, young prospects that hopefully help form a nucleus of their draft and develop program. Some guys will rise, some guys will fall. Interesting to see mock drafts who don't really take into consideration a lot of what the Packers have done over the course of the last 30 plus years when it comes to drafting and developing. Always remember, when you're talking about who the Packers may be targeting, especially early, it is about development. It is about long-term investments. It's not necessarily about plugging holes, finding things to kind of just shove into, oh, we need this or we need that, and we got to select that guy early because we need that position. It's not traditionally how the Packers tend to operate. Now, every once in a while, yes, need meets best player available, and the Packers will find a long-term investment worth kind of making early in the draft at a position that maybe they don't traditionally view as premium. I think the most blatant example of this is when they took Ha-Ha Clinton-Dix a number of years ago. I know a lot of people expected them to. Typically, the Packers don't like to fall in line with outside expectations, but that was a year where it lined up pretty perfectly for their need and what they felt was the best available player on their board. But that is, those kind of moments are pretty few and far between. We'll see how it shakes out there that first night of the draft and the Packers there at 25. Maybe they jump up. Maybe for a Cooper DeJean. Well, I don't know. We'll see. I know the news was out today that DeJean has been cleared for football activities, and he will be holding, a workout for teams on April 8th at Iowa. So I do not doubt for a moment that once he tests probably going to be a bit rich as far as the ability to have him fall to 25, but you never know. We shall see. Hello, everybody in the comments section. So good to see everybody. Hope you're all doing well. Nick, what's going on? I want a hard copy of the guide. Well, Nick, here's how I do it. I get the PDF and I print it out. You're welcome. That's a hot tip just for you, Nick. I mean, I hear you guys. We would love to make, you know, some kind of bound copy, some printed edition available, but it's just cost prohibitive. We just simply don't have the means. But appreciate you, and I hope you'll pick up a PDF of the draft guide tomorrow. What else we got here, folks? Mimsy, what's going on? Euchre, B.A., LePay, Larrivee, we are spoiled. Oh, you are not lying there, man. Some of the best in the business calling Wisconsin sports on the regular. No question about it. Nick, thanks for the super chat, man. Meeting Jordan Love next weekend at a meet and greet event in New Jersey. What do you think I should get signed? New Jersey? Where is this? Let me know. I'll make the drive. Go say yo to Jordan. What should you get signed? Well, if a jersey, if you got one. Otherwise, find yourself an 8x10. Or maybe there's a trading card available. I hear they're all the rage. You can't go wrong in any which way. But Nick, let me know. Where's he going to be in Jersey? I'll be there. Mike Witt, what's up, man? Nags, my new draft crush is Jalen Wright, running back from Tennessee. Reminds me a lot of Kamara when he came on. Random Packer, Ed Toolbox West, number 86. Man, love me some Toolbox. And yeah, man, Wright is an exciting prospect. I really like his game. I know I've kind of jokingly said Blake Corum is my guy, which, hey, I would love it if he ended up in the green and gold, though I don't think he's going to. But I do think they are going to take a running back or maybe even two in this draft. And yeah, I would not be upset if Jalen Wright ended up with a green and gold uniform after the draft is over. I really like his game. I think there's every possibility that the Packers could utilize one of those second day picks. You know, probably later on the second day, but one of those picks, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me whatsoever. What else we got here, folks? Leaving for United States Marine Corps boot camp on the 23rd after waiting months for the draft. Going to have my dad send me all the details. Anthony, that is some rough timing, man. Really, I feel you as far as the crushing disappointment and not being able to participate in following along with the draft, but feels like you're doing something a lot more important with your time, and we appreciate you for it. No question about it. Packer Madman, what's up? Newbin or DeGene? Oh, it's DeGene all the way for me. DeGene can do a lot more for you, can play in a lot of different spots, and is a better athlete. I think Newbin, I'll be very surprised if he's on the Packers radar given his poor testing. And I know there's some talk about, you know, injuries or what have you, but yeah, if it's between those two, I think DeGene is the easy answer, would be my guess. Caitlin Clark greater than DeGene. You guys are great. I love it. What else we got here, folks? Mini helmet. People are suggesting a mini helmet for Jordan Love to sign. I like it. Nags, if you're betting, will Goot trade up or down in the draft? Anyone? Kerry, I'll be surprised if he trades up early in the draft. Maybe he maneuvers a bit on that second day. I suspect he'll probably trade down at some point. And I know people say they got 11 picks, they don't need more picks, etc. But I don't doubt for a moment he wants to collect as much or get as many swings at the plate as possible, or bites at the apple, or whatever metaphor you want to use. They like collecting that cheap talent, and that's what it is. You know, you get a lot of control over young talent that you can bring into camp and have competing. That's what they want, you know. And look, they're not going to be as many positions available for competition as there were last year. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, it's a young man's game. They want to stay young. You know, this is a very kind of different modus operandi, as it were, towards the tail end of Aaron Rodgers' time in town, where they wanted Aaron to be comfortable. They kept a lot of his guys around. The roster skewed much older. It is a very new world now. They want to get back to what Ted was doing when he first got, you know, control, which is youngest team in the league. Not every single year, and it's not like we have to hit that as a mark, but they want to be in that conversation. They want a lot of young talent competing. You've heard Brian talk about it several times this offseason. You know, you want competition in every room. The best way to do that is get young, hungry guys coming in there who know there's not a ton of spots available. There's a lot fewer spots this year than there were last year. And that's going to breed some really excellent competition. Random Packer, Chuck Cecil. I like it. I like it a lot. Abdul, what's up, man? Hey, Aaron, what role does Brenton Cox have this year? That's a good question. I know Brian was asked about him, and I do wonder if he's big enough to hold up in some of the stuff that you're undoubtedly going to want to do on early downs with some of your ends. But I will say, last summer, he played his ass off against the run, and he was very stout as far as setting the edge. Now, that's when he was, you know, standing up as a 3-4 outside backer. Maybe that changes. Maybe his performance isn't as good when his hand is in the dirt as a 4-3 end. But I think that's, you know, a question. But overall, he's certainly shown he's got the ability. He's certainly shown he's got the athleticism. And, you know, I think a lot will depend on Halfley and what he thinks he's capable of and what he can give the kid. But, you know, we really liked, there was a lot of promise there last summer. And I know he couldn't really crack the field this year, this past season. But hey, man, the Packers, if they've shown nothing else, they are willing to let you sit for a few years until you get your shot. You know, obviously, Yosh Nijman is the most recent example of that. But they will keep you around and then give you an opportunity, and you've got to be able to take advantage of it. And it feels like this summer, especially with Enigbare having, you know, gone out late in the year last year, Cox should get his chance. And it's up to him as far as what he does with it. Dusty, thanks for being a Care of the G Club member. Appreciate you, man. Random Packer player of the day, Irv Comp. I love it. Single season INT leader with 10 in 1943. Great Packer of the day, Don Hudson. Dusty going old school. Old school with some random Packers. I like it. My hubby missed every Super Bowl featuring the Packers due to the service. Brandy, that is insanity to me. And I understand he's serving his country, as he should, but man, I freaked out when I missed like Monday Night Football because I had theater rehearsal. I can't imagine like being overseas serving my country and knowing that there's a Super Bowl going on that I don't get to watch. That's insanity to me. A Packers Super Bowl. Hey, missing the Super Bowl, I get it, but a Packers Super Bowl, man, that's tough. John, what's up, man? I want some Pat Murphy and Matt LaFleur. I will say, man, that first kind of response today when he was asked about something about the vibe around the team, and he was like, you got to be honest, we're back here in Milwaukee. That's a shitty question. Now look, Matt called Pete Doherty's first post-game question a BS question, but that was a lot more mean-spirited, and he apologized for it later. But yeah, Pat Murphy is a lot of fun already, and I'm here for it. And isn't it funny that the Brewers have started out, you know, on the right foot while the Cubbies are just floundering a bit. I know it's early. It's only been three. I don't know. It doesn't mean anything, but I relish it regardless. What else we got? Are you making a mock draft or post your draft crushes? Callum, you know, I'll probably get to my draft crushes at some point here in the next couple of weeks. I'm not going to do a mock draft. I haven't done a mock draft since I was on the beat. There are a billion mock drafts. I highly recommend you check all of those out. There'll be a mock draft in the Cheesehead TV draft guide dropping tomorrow. I highly encourage you to check that out. But as far as myself, mock drafts, never been my ballywick. Never been my tally-ho. Peter, what's up, man? How much spontaneity occurs on draft day, or is everything meticulously planned out with predetermined scenarios for each situation? It's a good question, Peter. They prepare as much as they can, but you still always are dealt a curveball or two in each and every round. There's no doubt that some of the stuff can be predicted. You do have maybe some inside info via back channels as far as, okay, I know somebody on that staff, or one of my guys knows somebody on that staff, and I know that there's a guy they like there, and so this will push another guy down, etc. Like, there's stuff like that that goes on, but as far as like having a complete predetermined expectation, that's not the reality. You do, much like if you're in a fantasy draft with your friends, you know, then some guy does something completely out of left field. It's not as much as that of that as there used to be, but it's still, you know, unexpected turns and things like that that you have to react to, and you've got to be able to be prepared and know where your value is as far as your board, which players go where, which ones you absolutely will not, you don't want to reach for, and things like that in the moment. So you've gamed out as much as you can, but there's always going to be things that you can't predetermine, and you've just got to be able to, you know, make decisions in real time, but after getting as much information as you can. And that's really what, you know, a lot of the guys around Brian are doing, both being on the phone with other teams regarding possible trades, but also feeding information about players, about teams, and giving him all he needs to make a decision in the moment. You know, it's funny because, you know, I've heard plenty of people talk about how you just sit around waiting for a long time, especially if you're like the Packers, you're drafting late, you know, et cetera. It's a long night. That first night, there's a lot of waiting around. And then it gets kind of built up a little bit closer to your pick. And then like four or five picks out, phone starts ringing and things get a little hectic. But it's a lot of waiting around if you don't have a lot of picks. Ed, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. To paraphrase Zappa, I've never been into the statistical density of the draft, but I am certainly glad you all are. I learn a lot. Well, Ed, hey, I'm with you. I always say, like, I understand that people are obsessed by the draft and with the draft, and I love the event itself, right? But yeah, the lead up is a bit much. There's a lot of paralysis by analysis. There's a lot of kind of circling through shit that's already been talked about 10 times, especially these next kind of couple weeks, right? And now we're really entering lying season. I talked about this with Tazim earlier on Let's Talk Football. It is peak lying season now, where a lot of teams will start putting out some kind of smoke as far as interest, having guys in for visits that they have no intention of drafting. You know, it's this time pretty much for these next 3 weeks, you don't believe anything that gets reported at all when it comes to the draft, because like I said, peak lying season. What's we got here, folks? Mike Witt, thanks again, man. I may be old, but I missed the draft at Radio City. Oh, dude, don't get me started, because the kids will just yell at me because I'm an old man yelling at the clouds. But yes, dude, yes, the draft at Radio City as God intended. That was a great, great weekend. And that was the other part of it. It was just the weekend. You just X'd off your calendar, told everyone who was near and dear to you, do not expect to contact me for these next 48 hours. And you just immersed yourself in the draft at Radio City. Perfection. Although I will say the only thing that beats that was when it was in the basement of Madison Square Garden, the Madison Square Garden Theater, and they served beer and everyone got lit and it was awesome. But yes, the draft at Radio City was fantastic. Craig, what's up, man? Another random draft question. Have the Packers ever drafted a guy in conjunction with another team and then traded him to that other team for the player the Pack wanted? Is that allowed? Wow, that's a interesting question. I don't recall that ever happening, but as far as it being allowed, I would suspect it is. You know, I don't know that there's any rule that prohibits it, but I don't believe the Packers have ever done exactly that. Callum, will you be having Josh Norris on Cheesehead TV? He's a good dude. I love Josh. I've known Josh for a very long time. Got to finally meet him a couple years ago at the Combine. We've known each other online forever, and I agree, he's an awesome dude. Doubt I'm going to have him on anytime soon, just because he's big time now doing that thing that he does with Underdog. Love all the success he's had. Maybe at some point, maybe this offseason after the draft. Because, like, yeah, he's a great guy, and he's really, really smart, knows ball, and is always learning more and producing great content around it. Very much agreed. Nick, what's up, man? April 13th. 1 p.m. Edison at the New Jersey Convention Center for Love, J-Love. All right, baby. Come on, April 13th. Let's go. Roll on Jordan Love in New Jersey. Love it. Poor guy. Why does he got to go to Jersey? Bring him to Manhattan at least. I kid, Jersey people. I kid. Not really, but kind of. Isn't that kind of what happened with Manning and Rivers? Yes, Michael. Somewhat. I mean, not exactly, but similar. Uncultured, what's up, man? Has NFL Films ever made a better vid than the one that starts Lombardi? A certain magic still lingers in the very name. The answer is no. The answer is no. There is no greater film, not only produced by NFL Films, but any filmmaker, any production company ever in the history of film. Do I overstate? Perhaps just a bit, but it's certainly in the conversation. Any chance Carry the G will be sold outside of Wisconsin in the year of our Lord 2024. Brett, there is an outside chance. I'm not going to say it's not going to happen. I'm not going to say it's definitely going to happen. There is a chance that it could happen. We're still early days in the conversation, but stay tuned. We're working on it. We really hope to make it happen in 2024. Eventually, down the line, sometime these next couple of years, I have zero doubt it will happen. Will that be in 2024? I'm not so sure, but we're working on it. I promise you, we're working on it. Christopher, thanks for the super chat, man. Barton's RAS numbers were bonkers in the spirit of opening day. Random Brewer, Charlie Moore. Oh, Charlie Moore, fantastic. Man, and yes, I mean, if there was ever any doubt about the Packers potentially having Barton there at 25 and making that selection, what, he was at a 9.9 something for RAS? Yeah, that's an athletic dude. So, yeah, there's a very good chance if he's sitting there at 25 that he will be the Packers selection. I would not be surprised at all. I just wish NFL Films used Autumn Wind for the Packers theme. Oh, well, you know, that's so Raiders now. Like, I couldn't even conceive of that being being involved with the Packers in any way. It's a great, you know, piece and a great kind of bit, vid, what have you, but it's just so synonymous with the Raiders at this point. Cheeto, what's up, man? To mock Bears fans, you guys have a shirt that says the draft is not the Super Bowl. I'd buy it. Several sweatshirts, too. The draft is not the Super Bowl. That's pretty good. Either that, or we could just say congratulations on another offseason championship. Something along those lines. Because that's when the Bears do their best work. That's when the fans get most excited. That's when they have the most to be excited about, is the offseason. Because they still suck. No doubt about it. I miss Banky, Jonesy for a rant. Well, Mike, I got good news for you. You're going to hear and see Mr. Corey Banky on these here airwaves at the return of Packer Transplants next Tuesday night. That's right. Special Tuesday off-season edition of Packer Transplants Live next Tuesday, April 9th. Lock it in. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right, buddy. I got to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Before I go, I want to give a shout out to Steve, who tweeted me today, love the show, listen every day. Any chance on a shout out to us diehard Packers over here in Wales? It would be amazing. Thanks, Nag. Steve. Well, Steve, let me tell you, thank you so much for not only reaching out and making that tweet, but for doing so in response to my reminder for folks that they can subscribe to Packers Daily on all the major podcast platforms, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Google, etc. It's all there. Really appreciate everyone who already does. If you don't, please consider doing so. Comment, rate it, give us 5 stars, what have you. Please, I'm trying to up the numbers, so to speak, on the old podcast, and every little bit helps. And Steve, I greatly appreciate you listening over there in Wales. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Hope you have a good night. I'm going to watch the Brewers pull off this W. In the meantime, please tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.